You're listening to The Takeaway.
I'm Farai Chidea, and I have been watching a lot of TV wall-to-wall coverage, also listening on WNYC's stream about the Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor yesterday at her Senate confirmation hearing. We finally heard from Judge Sotomayor herself.
In the past month, many senators have asked me about my judicial philosophy. Simple. Fidelity to the law. The task of a judge is not to make law. It is to apply the law.
Now, this morning, we're going to talk to some folks we haven't heard much from compared to the pundits, people who live and work in the South Bronx. Judge Sotomayor is, of course, from that New York neighborhood. We're here with Mary McKinney, founder of Concerned Residents Organization in the Soundview section of the Bronx, Agnes Rivera, who works for Community Voices Heard. That's a low-income public housing campaign. And we're going to start with Orlando Plaza, who owns a restaurant called Camaradas del Barrio in East Harlem. So, Orlando, you actually broadcast the hearings live yesterday. What made you do that, and how was the turnout?
Well, we had a conversation with Melissa Mark Viverito, who is the councilwoman for the district, and a longtime friend. She called me and asked me if I would be willing to show the confirmation hearings, and I said, absolutely. I was thinking of doing it. I said, would you come down if I did? And she said she would, and she brought down her staff, and then we put out a thing on Facebook and an email, and we let people know that we were going to show it.
That's great.
And so, you know, what was the turnout?
The turnout was nice. You know, the turnout was great. Like I said, Melissa's staff showed up, and some friends showed up, and people who were available at that time of the day showed up.
Did anything stand out to you? Because these things, you know, sometimes they get a little boring. But did anything stand out?
None in particular, because the one bad thing about being a host in a situation like this is that you don't get to watch it yourself.
Yeah.
But if, you know, from the little bit that I could. The thing that got the biggest reaction from the people in Camaradas, and I think I'd have to be completely honest, for myself as well, was the shots of her mother when the camera would go to her mother and she started to speak. And you could see her mother's reaction was visceral to what was going on around her. It was a touching moment. I mean, this is a woman who was, as they said yesterday, several people said yesterday, was raising two children on her own. On a nurse's salary, which is not an easy thing to do.
In fact, we have a little bit of Judge Sotomayor doing just that, praising her mother.
On her own, my mother raised my brother and me. She taught us that the key to success in America is a good education. And she set the example, studying alongside my brother and me at our kitchen table so that she could become a registered nurse. We worked hard.
All right, Agnes. You're working for Community Voices Heard, a low-income public housing campaign. I just have to say, in a pop culture reference, it reminds me, the love for Judge Sotomayor reminds me of that song Jenny on the Block, you know, and how people are like, yeah, this is this hometown vibe. Do you feel that there is strong hometown support?
Yes, there is. There's very much strong support for her, not just because she's a Latina, it's because it's a woman that tells a story of people who live in public housing, how they can make it, and the struggles that they face. And that's why I feel that she understands very well the situation of people who live in public housing and the struggles they face in order to get out or to maintain, because things are really, really heavy this time of life, that things are not very affordable for people to move out. So they have to stay within their communities. And just a correction there, I don't work for Community Voices Heard. I am a member and a leader there, and I'm the co-chair to the board.
Okay. Thank you so much. And we've also got Mary McKinney, who is, founder of the Concerned Residents Organization. really, when you think about the Bronx, which has often been maligned as well as portrayed artistically,
yes.
Do you think that someone in the Supreme Court, you know, really has any ability to help the Bronx? I mean, it's not necessarily site-specific, except in certain cases.
Well, first thing, she's not there only to help the Bronx. She's there to help everyone. She's a judge, and she says all the time, I go with the law. She don't try to rewrite the law. So, but we are proud of her, very proud of her for being from the Bronx, and it shows that we have a lot more of her in the Bronx.
Well, it's not just feelings. I mean, you get the sense that on the stoops on a summer day up there in the Bronx, there are people sitting around having legal debates, watching these hearings.
Well, can I say one thing? I don't have to live where I have a stoop. And we, in our area, we did. Last night, if I was asked to be on this show, I called different people. I'm a senior citizen. There's a lot of senior citizens I call up, and everyone knows she's going to be confirmed. But the thing about some of the questions, they were saying, well, why are they asking her this? But me, myself, she can handle the questions. She knows the answer. She knows it's going to be rough, but that's okay because she's going to be all right. And being from the Bronx do make us very, very proud.
Uh-huh,
not
right.
to have to sit on the stoop, but just to be proud. It's good for our youth to let us know you can be a judge also.
All right. On that note, Mary McKinney, founder of Concerned Residents Organization, Agnes Rivera with Community Voices Heard, and restaurateur Orlando Plaza, who is of Camaradas del Barrio. Thanks so much to all of you. Appreciate it.
Okay. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.